your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. We are bringing you your finances on a higher power. In other words, creating uncommon wealth, taking your profits through your higher power. It is March 15, 2026, and I want to give a shout out to all of my Irish friends and family to have a happy and healthy St. Patrick's Day coming up this week. And those of you who subscribe to being Irish and want to celebrate, I wish all the best for you as well. So, today we're going to get started with a very common question, and which I get asked quite a bit. And that question is, can anyone be a successful trader? And I have to say, yes. Now, I mean, certainly anyone can begin trading at any time with the ease of electronic trading, and you can trade from your cell phone or your notepad or a laptop or whatever. But what we have to keep in mind is the only thing that would preclude someone or limit them from becoming a successful trader is their mindset, as well as maybe some past business experience. For instance, if you were trained as a doctor, of course, you're going to have knowledge and experiences that would create a mindset, a surety of knowing that if a patient came to you with a sore throat, you might give them a prescription for some sort of soothing throat spray or lozenge. If a patient came to you with a broken leg, you would know, obviously, after taking an x-ray, how to set the bones in a cast to help the bones grow back together straight. If a patient came to you about to give birth to a baby, you would know that they would need to be hospitalized and possibly sedated, depending on the health of the mother and the unborn child, to provide the most sanitary and pain-free delivery as possible. Of course, depending on the mother's wishes. So that makes sense, right? Now, if you were trained in IT, computer programming, or coding, and were given a problem to solve, you would research what outcome you wanted to achieve regarding the problem or the task before you, and then you would set about putting together a computer program to reach that goal. If you were trained as an engineer of some sort and were given a situation to resolve, again, you would set about researching other similar types of situations or problems, or think back to your own experiences of having solved similar types of situations or engineering problems. And then you would begin to create a set of variables to achieve a favorable outcome to that situation. So just looking at these three examples of someone being trained in another career outside of trading, we can see that they would require and have a specific mindset, a patterned way of thinking, a specific set of beliefs that if they do this a certain way, they will achieve their desired outcome. So if someone wants to be successful as a trader, they have to be willing to discard, or shall we say, redefine what they know or have learned so far as a trader in while still working in another business, and be completely open to learning a new way of thinking to create the types of trading results they want. Because trading results, unlike what everyone on the internet thinks, or a lot of people are saying on the internet, trading results are not based on someone else's criteria or someone else's sense of worth, or even your past business experience or work experience. Your trading results are only based on your criteria as to what is a good trade to put on, how you manage that trade or set of trades, and those two things that I just mentioned are solely 100% based on what you believe about your own self-worth. Meaning, if you do not know or believe what you are worth financially, from a financial perspective, and what you want to pay yourself as a trader, then you will be unable to take or keep profit when it comes your way. Now, I'm going to give you an example here that's outside of trading, but I bring it up because as a trader myself, and having lost everything after Mark Douglas passed away, and having rebuilt myself bigger and better than before, I know the power of the Holy Spirit. And I will share with you that the power of the Holy Spirit is here today, here in this radio station. The power of the Holy Spirit is there in your home, your office. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere that you can imagine. The power of God is present. And you may ask, how do I know this? And who am I to say this? I will tell you, I know this without a shred of doubt because I have witnessed the power of the Holy Spirit in action and the almighty hand of God at work. And here's just one example. As you guys know, I am a chaplain with the Sheriff's Department, which means I go out on critical events. Many times it's when someone has passed away due to a natural and sometimes unnatural way. And along with supporting the deputies on scene, many times I am called to comfort the surviving family members or friends who are there. Yesterday I was called out and I witnessed the testimony of the Holy Spirit and God in action. I was called to the home of a woman who had four adult special needs children. She was a widow. She's still working full time. One of her daughters is bedridden. Her three sons were, two are severely autistic. One is in a violent phase of autism. And the fourth one, unfortunately, due to his mental challenges, had become a drug addict and had major health issues and unfortunately passed away yesterday. So as I arrived on scene and got the specifics of the family dynamics, I looked around and tried to imagine how this woman was managing four special needs adult children with no husband and still working full time. And as I went over to express my sympathies to her, she grabbed my hand and she said, "Thank you for that." She goes, "But I got to say goodbye to my son, and God was with us, and the angels were surrounding us." And as she kept talking about how God was there and the Holy Spirit had embraced her as her oldest son took his last breath, I was so moved that I couldn't speak. And I thought back to my own challenges after Mark died, and how I too, in that moment when he passed away, felt the angels there with me. I knew the presence of God was there, and the Holy Spirit had taken Mark's spirit home to God. Now, that's not something that I share freely because most people don't want to believe it, or they think I'm a crackpot, or they don't believe it. But here, I witnessed this with someone outside of my industry, outside of trading, a woman that I would never meet at any other point in my life. And she got it. She believes in the help that is always present for each one of us. So you may ask, how does this relate to trading? It's simple. God gives us our level of prosperity, meaning he doesn't determine how prosperous we are. We determine that. Now, this woman, from anyone looking on the outside, anyone looking from the outside would say, oh my goodness, she has all these burdens. She has all these challenges. That how is she even getting it through every single day? And yet here she was getting up, making me coffee. She was making the deputies sandwiches, offering them food, all the while still tending to her three other children. It truly was miraculous to witness. So the reason that I bring this story up is that God works with all of us when we allow him to. God wants us to be as prosperous as we want to be. Now, this woman probably didn't have very much money, if any money at all, and yet her refrigerator was full. She had a car that works. She has a job. And those children love her, and they loved her back. And she had a roof over her head. So that was her idea of prosperity. So what I'm saying is, you as traders have to determine what is your idea of prosperity. What do you want to take out of the markets? It's unique to each one of you. And whatever that amount is, that's what's right for you. Just like this woman, what she had was what she determined was right for her. Because she was connected to God, and there was not any doubt that God was with her and beside her every single day. So as traders, we can embrace that belief just as strongly if we choose to, like this beautiful woman that I met yesterday, who reminded me that God is with me as well. So as we head into break, take a moment to reflect on how you feel about that and how connected you feel to God and your higher power. We'll be right back. Okay, so, you know, moving forward, folks, I just want you to understand that what I have learned over the years, and what Mark Douglas always knew as well, was that the more you trust in God, the more you embrace your higher power, the more successful you are. I know I've mentioned frequently that, and previously, that, you know, Mark and I started this whole dynasty from a studio apartment. We both worked two jobs while we were writing The Disciplined Trader, just to keep a roof over our head. And we had a belief that we would always be taken care of, that all our needs would be met. And they were. Even after Mark passed away and I had to spend every dime we made on legal matters to keep my copyrights intact. And as much as I was upset about that, there was never a time where I was homeless. There was never a time where I went without anything in my life. So that was because that's what I believed. So if you believe with absolute surety that you are going to be taken care of financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, then it happens. I've seen it over and over and over again in my own life. And then just as I said yesterday, the call out I was on, seeing this wonderful woman doing God's work and God taking care of her. Now, you may not think that he's taking care of her because she has four special needs children, but I don't think that's the way she looked at it. And I don't think that's the way that her children looked at it. Even though they were adults and not able to live on their own, and they would be living with her, you know, the rest of their days, she saw it as a blessing. And she went on about how proud they were, you know, they actually managed to finish high school, and it was a huge deal, even though they may have not finished high school till they were in their 20s or 30s. And she had big celebrations for them and pictures all over the place. So there are different kinds of prosperity. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. But as traders, obviously, we're looking for financial prosperity. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the only reason we got into trading, was for financial prosperity and for freedom, financial freedom. And that's okay. As I've said before, I love money. I love making money. The more profit I can take, the happier I am. Okay? I freely admit it, because I work hard to take profit to the best of my ability every day I trade, just like you. Now, the difference may be is I believe in my ability to take profit and keep it. So another question that I get asked frequently is, what is the principal difference between a winning trader and one who is not? Now, it's actually multidimensional, but I'm going to say one of the two main dynamics are a willingness to accept that you don't know what you don't know, and a willingness to do what needs to be done, no matter what that may mean. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, I was talking to a trader today, and she has a very successful business in corporate America, and she is used to getting a task or being given a task and having to solve that task. No emotion, no hesitation, just here's what we need to get done. What's the timeline? What's it going to cost us? Get to it. Okay? Pretty simple. Which is something that she's used to doing. Now, when it comes to trading, based on our conversation, which, you know, I'm not going to go into here, but we determined that she was not keeping track of what she thought about trading. She was not keeping track of what her objectives were. Now, first and foremost, I asked her, was she following her business plan for her trading? And she kind of looked away, and I said, well, why are you looking away? It's a yes or no answer. And she said, well, I created a business plan about a year and a half ago. I said, okay, and how much of your business plan have you followed? How much of that have you accomplished? And she said, I have no idea. I said, well, how can you not have any idea? She said, well, I haven't looked at it in a year and a half. Well, folks, the whole purpose of a business plan is to help you grow your equity. And so by not paying attention to that told me that she didn't believe that a business plan was necessary. Like many of you have talked to me about it. So I asked her, I said, when you came up with the idea to start your business many years ago, how did you do that? And she said, well, I came up with the idea and I made an outline and then I created a business plan for the first 3 years of how we were going to get it up and running and eventually make a profit. I said, okay, so why would you think you shouldn't do that with trading? She said, well, because it's just trading. So I asked her what that meant. What does just trading mean? And I bring this up because quite a few of you who have worked with me say the same thing. So what is just trading? So in other words, she didn't look at trading as a business, like so many of you listening to this. Trading is a business. A business is anything where you are attempting to make money. Now, again, no trader I know on the planet is sitting there volunteering his time to go through chart after chart, do analysis, learn a methodology, learn a platform to put his trades on or take them off, learn a system, and then throw his money away in the markets. I don't know any traders that are doing that voluntarily. So are you doing that? Are you volunteering your time? Are you giving away your hard-earned money because you're a philanthropist? No, you're not. You're a trader because you want to make money. You want to make more money. So if you want to make money, you have to understand that trading is a business. And as such, you need to have a business plan. So I don't know why that's complicated, except for the fact that I do on occasion check in on social media, and there's countless goofballs out there saying, you don't need a plan for your trading. All you need is your edge, your charts, your analysis, your platform, and your methodology. Okay, that's true. Those are the nuts and bolts of trading. But you still have to have a plan on how you're going to grow your equity. How are you going to grow your equity if you have no plan as to what you're going to do with that money? And I'm not talking about you guys leaving it all in your trading account, because that is a cardinal sin. And don't come back and argue with me saying, well, you know, to trade big, you got to leave all your money in your account. No. Only idiots think that, okay? And I'm being a little rough here tonight, because that is not how you grow your equity. Because by leaving all your money in your trading account, you're never paying yourself as a trader. So you never know what you're worth. Truly successful traders will take at least 25 to 50% of their profit out of their trading accounts and put it in an actual banking institution where they cannot wire it back into their account. And that way, at the end of every week, end of every month, end of every quarter, they can look over there at the bank account or CD or whatever they've put their money in, money market, and they could say, oh, I paid myself X amount of dollars as a trader, and I still grew my trading account. That's what being a successful trader is all about. All of those traders that leave all their money in their trading account are not winning traders. They've convinced themselves they are, but they're not. So those are the primary differences between a winning trader and a trader who is not, although there's more, which we'll get into in the next segment. So think about how you may or may not be a winning trader as we head into break. And we'll be back shortly.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
All right, so as I said, you know, this, you really have to believe in yourself. And people say this all the time, but most people really don't know what that means. Now, you know, I love this book on spiritual combat by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. So I'm gonna give you some good quotes from there as well today. So there's a quote from the book of Ephesians, and it simply says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Now, what does that mean? That means you have to be honest with yourself about your results. You have to be honest about your results. If you fail to equip yourself with honesty, then you're exposing yourself to losing. You know, you're just going to be a boom and buster. So you have to bear that in mind. Okay? So in addition to having standing firm in your truth and being honest to yourself about your results, you have to take up the shield of faith. You have to have faith. Because with faith, you can extinguish all the hesitation, all the doubt, all the mistakes on limiting actions that you do while you're trading. And if you can't have faith, then ask yourself why. Why wouldn't you believe in yourself? Why wouldn't you believe in yourself? Now, there's another example in this book. Back in the 90s, Pope John Paul was giving a mass, I don't know, or a speech in Central Park in New York City. And there were busloads and busloads of people that came in to hear him speak. Okay. Now, most of the people were loaded up at the Army airfield located in Fort Ord. And so everybody got on the bus, everyone's happy, everybody's joyous. And once they got off the bus in where they were, you know, station where they were going to bring them into Central Park, the crowd started pushing and shoving and becoming fearful and angry and all this kind of stuff. And the soldiers had to stop them and say, "Hey, remember why you're here." And they had to say this over a loudspeaker numerous times to quell the crowds, who in their fervor were attempting to run to jump over each other to get to Central Park to hear the Pope speak, who hadn't even started speaking yet, by the way. This was a couple hours before his speech. And they had to keep saying that. Remember why you're here. And eventually the crowd calmed down and they were embarrassed, a lot of them, and shamed and shameful. And they finally got into an orderly, you know, fashion and lined up as they needed to do. So my point is, traders are no different. We can be eager getting on the bus, meaning opening our account. And then once we learn our methodology, once we understand analysis, once we know how to navigate our platform and work our trading system, then we feel like we've arrived and we start trading. And we can see the unlimited potential for profit, just like these crowds going to listen to the Pope knew his message of unlimited love and healing. And so in our eagerness to take profit, we forget why we're here. We forget who we are as traders, just like those busloads of people forgot who they were as children of God in their eagerness to hear from Pope John Paul. It's no different. It doesn't matter whether it's a faith-based event or it's a business event, such as trading. We can all be eager to hear the word of God. We can all be eager to take great profit. But without knowing who we are, without having faith that we will always prosper, we will not be successful as traders, and certainly not successful as children of God. Now, This is not a theme about religion. This is trading psychology 10 times squared. Trading psychology is simply the term that Mark and I came up with way back when, because there was no way the trading industry would have even considered listening to us saying, you know, believe in God and you can be as prosperous as you want. Just would never have happened. We would have been laughed out of Chicago. We would have been run off the exchanges in a second. It was bad enough we came up with a mindset, a term for a mindset, which took us a good 10 years to really break through that brick ceiling that the investment world had, that, you know, technical analysis is all you need. So we're taking this further now, which was our intent all along, is that you have to have faith in yourself. You have to believe that you can make it as a trader. You have to believe that you will do what needs to be done, whatever that may be. And that may change on a regular basis. And that's the challenge here, folks, is that change is never considered good by society's standards. I'm sure we all grew up with, you know, find a career and stick with it. You know, buy a house and live there, you know, for 40 years till you die. You know, why are you trading in your car before it falls apart? You know, there's a lot of pressure for us to remain static, to fit in, don't make waves, you know, just go along with things. You can't do that as a trader. Now, you can do that in any other area of your life, but you cannot stay static as a trader. You have to have a methodology. You have to have a platform. You have to have a system. You have to have your edge. But your edge, your methodology, and your methodology and your analysis always has to be flexible to incorporate current market movement. Now, we're in interesting times right now with the markets, and it's not going away anytime too soon. I mean, goodness, you know, whoever thought gold would be $5,200 and up? And we certainly never thought we'd be in a military operation right now. So there's a lot of uncertainty that's going on. And the only thing that is certain, the only thing you can count on, is yourself and what you believe about your abilities to take and keep profits, and about your higher power and your belief in God, that He's there to protect you. He's there to support you. He's there to help you become as wealthy as you want to be. I mean, come on. We are talking about creating uncommon wealth, profit taking on a higher power, because you are an uncommon child of God. I know this about you. Now you have to believe it about you. And as an uncommon child of God, you are ordained to take, create, and grow uncommon wealth as a trader. I know this because I do it. For me, my idea of uncommon wealth, obviously it's going to be different from yours, and vice versa. So you determine what is your idea of uncommon wealth. And then you step into that message to God and say, okay, I am ready to embrace my uncommon wealth. Lead the way. Let Him talk to you. Let Him tell you. Don't hesitate. I'm right here on your shoulder. Get out of that trade. Take your profit. I want you to be wealthy. That's what He's saying to you. Get out of that loser. Why didn't you use your stop? That's what he's telling you. These are not fake messages. These are real messages from our Heavenly Father. The more you embrace that, the more clarity you're going to have, the more opportunity you're going to see to take true wealth out of the markets. And then it becomes so easy, folks. It becomes so simple. You want to know why? Because the more you do it as a trader, the more it happens in your everyday life. Truly. In the movie Lawrence of Arabia, one of my favorite movies, there is a time when Omar Sharif's character is talking to Peter O'Toole's character. And Peter O'Toole had just come out of the desert and accomplished something that Omar Sharif's character thought was impossible. And Omar Sharif looked at Peter O'Toole in astonishment, and he said, "Truly, there are no words. Truly, God has spoken." So that was an example for Omar Sharif's character to break free from thinking God only does this or God only does that. And that's what you as a trader also has to break free from, knowing that there are no limits to what God can do for you as a trader. So think about that, folks, and enjoy that thought as we head into break. And we will be right back once again. Okay, my trading buddies. Now, I know you might be thinking, it's difficult to believe in something you can't see or feel. I get that. Okay? Because I'm far from perfect, and there are days when I'm not exactly connected to God because I might be in a bad mood. Okay? I'm human. Okay? I'm normal. But the only way that you can truly embrace uncommon wealth, creating it and keeping it and growing it, is if you believe. You have to have that leap of faith. And don't think that you're alone in this. This is why I'm bringing this up. I'm sharing this with you because I am one of countless living examples of people that have embraced the philosophy that God wants us to be prosperous. Okay? We've all had losing trades. We've all had losing days, weeks, months. We've all had huge drawdowns in our lives. You're not alone. So don't think you're going to call me up and tell me something I haven't heard or I haven't experienced myself. It's just part of trading, okay? And one thing to keep in mind, too, is especially if you're, you know, concerned about making it as a trader and maybe you share that with your spouse or a family member or a friend, just keep in mind that no one is ever going to remember you for anything you worried about. Now, just think back to someone that you don't talk to anymore just because, you know, you may have moved away or, you know, you just lost touch with each other or someone who's passed over. You don't sit there and remember anything they told you they ever worried about, right? No. What do you remember about them? You remember the good things. You remember what they accomplished. Now, let's just say you really don't excel as a trader, but you continue to do it for years anyway, because you're still making, you know, a modicum amount of money. So what? That's a successful trader. You know, I haven't made $1 million in the markets yet. I don't care. You want to know why? because every year I still make more than the previous year. So I'm on a roll. Okay? My ultimate goal is to make $1 million in 1 year, if that's meant for me to experience. In the meantime, I have a very comfortable lifestyle. You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, exactly how much I make, but I am very happy with the fact that because I do my best to listen to God lead me on my path of prosperity, I increase my equity every single year. And that's what matters to me, is constantly increasing year in and year out. And so even if I you know, like I said, it doesn't matter if I make $1 million or not a year. The point is, I also have my minimum of what I want to make, the least amount I'm willing to make. And I always make above and beyond that. And each year I still increase and increase and increase because I believe in myself, especially after losing everything. And the second year that I made more money from the first year after losing everything, I knew I'd made it. I knew I was moving on. I was moving upwards, and there was going to be nothing that could stop me. Nothing. Okay. So just bear in mind that every single day that you have a trading account, celebrate. You know, I mean, rejoice. Give yourself a pat on the back. Thank God. Give him thanks. Because this is what God wants for you. Okay? So just keep in mind, and I've said this before, when warriors train for battle, and we all are warriors, we're in a financial battle with the markets every day. True warriors, winning warriors who come back from battle time after time, they don't train until they get it right. They train until they cannot get it wrong. They train so their skills are an automatic response. And in the same way, our prayer is our radio. Our prayer is our ammunition. Our prayer is what we must use and drill and practice with it constantly to become uncommon warriors in the markets, to become uncommonly wealthy as traders. So this is what I teach. I had a question asked of me the other day, what's the difference between my coaching sessions and the two-day workshop? The coaching sessions are a journey. The workshop is 2 days of that journey in, given to you all in 2 days. So it's just a matter of personal preference, whether you want to stretch it out over coaching sessions or you want to have the major intensive in the 2 days. This is Dr. Paula T. signing off again for another wonderful week of sharing God's message with you and encouraging you to be the best trader you can be. You can reach me at www.paulatweb.com. You can send me an email at info@paulatweb.com. My phone number is 760-636-4290. And we are still working on the Sacred Path of Warrior Traders book. I'm looking forward to getting that done, hopefully in the next couple weeks. I know I keep saying that, but again, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And I think it's done, and then more material comes to me from God. So just bear with me, be patient, and I appreciate that. So the other thing is, we are starting the YouTube channel. We have started recording our messages, and so that will be coming out in April as well. So anytime you have a question, just pick up the phone. I'm usually here. I'm here 7 days a week, and if I'm available, I'll, you know, answer your questions, send me an email, or sign up for the introductory call, which is probably your best option. Again, have a wonderful weekend, rest of your weekend day, and have a prosperous week coming up, and God bless you, and take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.